Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Better than expected economic data coupled with upbeat corporate earnings lifted the benchmark US equity indices for a third straight session. The Dow was up 215 points or 0.8%. The broader S&P 500 added 0.9%, with the materials and financial sectors leading all 11 primary sectors higher. The technology-centric NASDAQ climbed 1%, with Cisco Systems jumping 6.7% after posting a strong third quarter result after the close of the previous session. Elsewhere in US corporate earnings, Walmart Inc. rose 1.4% after posting a first quarter result and update on their digital business that were well received by investors. Nvidia jumped 7% in extended trading after the chipmaker comfortably topped Wall Street estimates with their first quarter earnings and revenue numbers. However, the ADRs of Baidu fell over 8% in extended trading after the Chinese internet search company posted a loss in the first quarter and talked of the challenges with online marketing. In US economic data, housing starts rose a greater than expected 5.7% in April, and March's figure was upwardly revised. Europe's main markets advanced, overcoming news that President Trump had signed an executive order aimed at Chinese telecom group Huawei. Germany's DAX gained 1.7%. Thyssen Krupp jumped just over 10% on reports that Finland's Kone is assessing the viability of a bid for the German industrial company's elevators division. France's CAC rose 1.4%, as did Italy's FTSE MIB. London's FTSE 100 was up 0.8%. Pound sterling fell to its lowest level since the 18th of February amid the revived threat of a so-called no-deal Brexit. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to again attempt to push her Brexit plan through the House of Commons in early June. Ms. May resisted pressure from Conservative lawmakers overnight to set a date for her resignation, but agreed to provide a timetable next month for her departure. Base metals were narrowly mixed, copper dipping 0.1% to just shy of 276 a pound, aluminium down 0.4%. That was despite one of China's biggest aluminium smelters closing all production lines on its 2.8 million tonnes per year alumina refinery for an unspecified period amid an environmental dispute. Elsewhere, nickel rose 0.3% and zinc was up 0.2%. Fresh gains across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract gaining $2.26 or 2.3%, $99.21 a metric tonne and its highest settlement since the 16th of May 2014. Gold futures shed $11.60 to $1,286.20 an ounce as upbeat economic data lifted the US dollar index. Oil prices rallied amid the latest escalation in tensions in the Middle East, WTI gaining 85 cents to $62.87 a barrel, Brent also gaining 85 cents to $72.62 a barrel. The Saudi-led military coalition in Yemen carried out several airstrikes on Houthi-led capital Sana'a on Thursday after the Iranian-aligned movement claimed responsibility for drone attacks on two Saudi oil pumping stations earlier in the week. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 2.7 basis points to 2.41%. The Aussie dollar is weaker again this morning, buying approximately 68.91 US cents following yesterday's employment report. High-profile business columnist Terry McCrann is in the press this morning saying an interest rate cut will be forthcoming at the Reserve Bank of Australia's next monetary policy meeting in 18 days' time on the 4th of June. Morgan's chief economist Michael Knox thinks an interest rate cut won't be forthcoming until August.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.